Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 2 to 3 on KGYM.
Wednesday's here, and there is a lot to talk about on the show today. Let's jump right in. Let's see you. Thanks for joining the show. Spencer on Sports is with you here on this first day of February of 2023. Seemed like just the average February show. Coming in. Waking up this morning. Talk a little Iowa basketball. Had a couple new coaches hired in the NFL. Maybe talk a little NBA. But then, the GOAT decided to retire this morning. Tom Brady. Announcing for real this time. I think we all believe him. I mean, we saw the video. He said he's retiring. And, we'll see if it goes longer than 40 days this time. But I think we all believe that Tom Brady is now retired. And he's calling it a career. We're going to get to that. Going to get to those two new coaches that were named after we left the airwaves yesterday. Denver and Houston making their head coach choices. Sean Payton and D'Amico Ryans, respectively. We'll get your thoughts on those hires as well. Coming up in just a few minutes in the show today. Got to get to some college football news. It is the second National Signing Day. OG of National Signing Days, as of course there's the early signing period where the bulk of the recruits sign, but we do have some recruits that are making their college decisions from the football side of things, in particular here today. And University of Iowa, Iowa State also announcing some additions to their class. A lot of names that were known through, of course, recruiting news services and social media and stuff like that. But all those folks making their intentions known that they're going to be coming to their schools today. Big Ten Network's got a recruiting signing day special as they roll on here on this Wednesday, February 1st. We'll talk about that. We are expecting and we are going to hear from Kirk Ferentz. He does start talking in Iowa City about signing day. We'll see if there's any other news that might come of that. But that press conference is scheduled to start at 3. So right after we leave the airwaves here with you. So we'll have some highlights of that later on today. With the Todd Brommelkamp show here between 4 and 6 on KGYM. We'll talk about that later on in the show. We do got to get to college hoops as well. Another solid victory for Coach Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes last night, beating Northwestern, winning 86-70. Dive into that here coming up in just a bit here from the Hawkeyes after that win. Take a look at where things stand in the Big Ten, and we'll get to that coming up in just a few minutes. Do want to update folks about our Big Game House Party giveaway. We're going to give you another chance to qualify at some point between now and 3 o'clock. And we had a pretty good day yesterday. Our first ever, we've only been doing this contest for like a week and a half, but our first ever 3-0 day. We are now up to 7 qualifiers in our Big Game House Party giveaway with our friends at Circa Sports Iowa. Going to get 3 more chances to get someone qualified. Hopefully we go 3 for 3 again today. But listen to this show, the gym class, and the Todd Brommelkamp show today, tomorrow, and into Friday for your final, 9 chances? 3, 6, 9. Yep, that sounds about right. Basic math in my head. We'll give you another shot to make your pick, choose your side on one of our games of the day, courtesy of the Circus Sportsbook, coming up in just a little bit here on the program today. If you are not familiar, we are giving out an awesome prize, grand prize for this Big Game House Party giveaway. One grand prize winner going to get $500 for food and beverages from Hy-Vee. Circus Sports swag for your guests for your Big Game party. We're also going to give you a 3-night stay at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, plus $500 to use towards travel. If you have not been able, to qualify, not been able to get through, you could certainly keep trying. There's only 7 folks that are qualified that have made the correct selection with their picks. So still some time to get through, and we'll give you a chance to to call in coming up later on in the show. I'll give you the game now. Don't call now. Isaac is very busy. He doesn't want to be bothered. But the game we are picking is a top 25 showdown in men's college hoops tonight. Xavier and Providence from the Big East. Of course, there is an Iowa tie. Always got to find those Iowa ties. Jack Nungy, of course, the former Hawkeye, playing for Xavier. And his Musketeers are favored by 4 at the Circa Sportsbook. So we're going to give you the half point. We're going to buy you the half point. The line we are picking on, Xavier at -3.5 or Providence at +4.5. We will make that pick coming up later on in the show. But Providence, Xavier, your game of the day here for the show here on KGYM. 319-366-1600 is the Talker text line. If you want to weigh in on the show today, anything going on in the sports world, the C2662 weighing in about the 49ers quarterback situation. We'll get to some NFL news as well, not regarding coaching or Tom Brady, later on in the show. So thank you for that text, 2662. We'll get to your comments here in just a bit. But if you have anything, any thoughts, your reactions to the Iowa basketball game from last night, love to hear from you at 319-366-1600. Let's jump right in with that. We'll start with that here here for you this afternoon. Another solid win. And, you know, for this Iowa team, you know, a couple tough losses, losing on the road to Ohio State, falling to Michigan State, a game they probably really could have and should have won that game. But now, two straight wins against two teams above you in the standings, closing the gap a little bit. Now just a half game back of both Rutgers, who you beat on Sunday, and Northwestern, who you beat last night. In an even bigger logjam in the Big Ten, looking at the standings, it's the Purdue tier, and then pretty much everybody else, save for Ohio State, Nebraska, and Minnesota, when you look at the standings. But one of the things that we talked about, defending the home court, certainly is going to be important and is important in any Big Ten season, but especially down the stretch here. For Iowa, they did it again, and against another team that is really good defensively, amongst the best in the country, and excels taking the ball away, creating turnovers, and getting points off those turnovers. Wasn't the easiest game. It was a pretty tight game throughout until really the switch just came on in that second half. You look at the box score, you know, Iowa did end up winning the game by 16 points last night, you know, but a tie game at half. Of course, Iowa was down by as many as 9 in that first period. Battled back a couple free throws from Connor McCaffrey, and then the three-pointer by Peyton Sanford. I guess maybe a sign of things to come in the second half, all things considered. Tied it up at 39, still kind of seesawed back and forth, but then it was one of those, you know, you're watching the game, you know, you look down, oh, well, Northwestern's got a lead, you know, got to find a way to pull this out if you're Iowa. And then you look up, you're like, wait, you know, they've got a big lead in this game. 14-5 run by my counts made it an 8-point game. So you go from down 56-55 with 10:30 to play in that second half, then a 14-5 run, snap like that, it's 69-61 Iowa with 5:53 left, able to push that lead out to double digits, and like I said, ended up winning by 16 points last night over a really good Northwestern team. Again, a team that, you know, they've been healthy, which is good. We talked yesterday about the play of Chase Adige, who had a nice game, played 36 minutes, only 1 for 5 from 3, but it still ended up with 15 points. Boo Booey, one of their fine guards that has been very successful for them in the past and continues to lead the team this year, scored 20 points. Again, 1 for 5 from 3, so the three-point shooting wasn't there for Northwestern, but it certainly was for Iowa, and a big part of that last night was Peyton Sanford. 20 points, 5 assists, 5 of 7 from beyond the three-point arc. coming off the bench, playing 23 minutes, providing a spark, really, for that Iowa team. And Sanford talked about the adjustments that they made in the halftime period and into the second half that helped them end up pulling away for this win.
At halftime, we really emphasized you might have to over-dribble sometimes, which usually we don't want that. But the way that they were sitting in the gaps and switching everything, we kind of emphasized keep your dribble until you kind of see somebody. And then we were able to use Phillip as an outlet when there was pressure. So we kind of recognized that. I don't know how many turnovers we had in the second half, but it seemed a lot better.
Phillip, he mentioned, of course, Phillip Urbracha, who was one of five players in double figures, number one for Iowa, but along with Sanford, chipped in 20 points last night. And Urbracha weighed in as well about what changed in the second half for them to pull out that victory.
I think it was just effort. You know, first half, we weren't guarding really well. We let them have some easy layups, easy shots. We lost a few assignments, so second half, we just locked in. We didn't let them get anything easy, you know. They're hitting tough shots. Like, Aldij had, like, really hard, you know, half-spin fadeaways and stuff like that. So second half, we just locked in.
Urbracha, to go along with his 20 points, he grabbed 10 rebounds. Also dished out 4 assists for a nice stat line for Phillip. 15 plus points for him in 8 of the last 12 games. He scored 20 plus for the fourth time this season. And when you look at double doubles, he's got a team best 9 now on the year. Sanford mentioned his 20 points, 5 assists to go along with that. It's the fifth time in 8 games he's had double digit points scored in the box score for Iowa. Chris Murray with a powerful dunk in that game. Close the best, obviously, you know, compared to 24 points he had against Rutgers. Still a solid performance, though. 16 points and in 8 rebounds. Tony Perkins adding 12 in the game for Iowa. And back to Phillip Urbracha, briefly a piece of audio I wanted to use for Peyton Sanford. He talked about the improvement of Phillip Urbracha going from year 1 to year 2 with this Iowa team, and what that's meant for the team, and how he's been able to work with Phillip to create a nice tandem that lifts each other up during games that we saw last night.
Phillip's awesome. I mean, spring, summer, we were all in there working. He was really working. And I know he took last year pretty hard. He was a great player at North Dakota, came here, really wanted to prove himself, and I think put a little too much pressure on himself. This year he's been free. He's really been showing that Serbian toughness. He talks about it all the time, I guess. We didn't believe him at first, but maybe now we'll give that to him. But I'm just really proud of him. He battled through a lot, and he's an animal.
Serbian toughness, and he's an animal. Key words there from that soundbite from Peyton Sanford after the game. You heard in one of the clips we played earlier turnovers be mentioned. And when we talked about that, one of the keys yesterday on the show, considering how good, especially with a guy like Chase Aldij, Northwestern is at turning the ball over, needed to take care of the basketball. Iowa did last night. And the first half, it was a struggle. 8 turnovers in that first half. Look at the first half stats. 8 turnovers for the Hawkeyes. Northwestern getting 10 points off those 8 turnovers. 13 turnovers total. Just 5 in the second half for Iowa. Northwestern getting 4 points off those 5 turnovers in the second half. So a little more clean basketball being played in that second half. And the second half is really where you saw Urbracha and Sanford come alive. Urbracha had just 8 points at the half. Sanford had 6, and both finished with 20. So a 12-point half for Urbracha and a 14-point half for Sanford in the second half. As Iowa gets the win, they pull away. They did trail in early in that second half, but like I said, despite the seesaw affair, got it to an 8-point game, and then, of course, ended up winning by 16 points against a solid Northwestern team that you are going to see again. Important to obviously not lose sight of the fact that you're going to see Northwestern again in Evanston on their home court. Like we talked about yesterday for the Wildcats, and it was pointed out yesterday as well, they're playing a lot of games in a short amount of time with all the movement that they have with their schedule. It was bound to catch up to them. They played Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, Tuesday, playing Wisconsin, Nebraska, Minnesota, and then Iowa. I think it caught up to them toward the end, especially when Iowa made their run. I think Iowa was the better team going into that. Maybe not record-wise, but especially at home. I think Iowa has a distinct edge at home. They are, 11-2 now at Carver-Hawkeye Arena this season. Of course, those two losses could easily have been wins, the overtime loss to Wisconsin, and then the game that still mystifies a lot of us to this day, the loss to Eastern Illinois, which, you know, it hasn't been completely erased. It's still on the record, obviously, but keep winning, and its impacts will still be will be lessened over time here for this Iowa team. But important victory, another solid victory, and honestly, if you're Iowa, you keep taking care of business at home, and maybe take a few on the road. I think certainly is and will be beneficial going into March. We're still, you know, ways away from that, but important to get those wins when they're presented to you. There are there's four home games left for the Hawkeyes this year. Some tough road games, of course, seeing road games with Purdue. That's going to be a bear. It always is in West Lafayette, no matter who you are. That's coming up next week, Thursday. Road game at Northwestern, road game at Wisconsin. Now, again, Wisconsin has not been playing well. We'll see what they are like coming up in 22 days or so when Iowa makes the trip up to Madison. Road game at Indiana still on the 28th. And after the game back on January 5th turned out, Indiana is going to be just a teensy-weensy bit motivated for that game. But home games against Illinois, Ohio State, Michigan State, and Nebraska. You win all four of those, you're at 18 wins overall and 10 wins in the Big Ten. And then a very winnable road game, I think, in Minnesota. At Minnesota, the worst team in the league, last place currently in the league. That's coming up on Sunday the 12th. And then I think winnable road game at Northwestern. I think Wisconsin, considering how they're playing right now, a very winnable road game as well. Although Kohl Center is definitely a tough place to play. Maybe not as tough as it was a number of years ago for Wisconsin. But still some games out there to be had and some very winnable games coming up for Iowa as they head into a tough stretch here. Illinois coming up on Saturday. Illinois is playing very well. You've got Purdue, again, number one team in the country on the road yet. And Indiana, like I mentioned, got to take care of business. And I think Illinois, last night especially, they struggled with Nebraska, pulled away in that contest. But if you are able to defend the home court against a team that has been playing well, I think good things are in store for you. But the Hawkeyes getting the win last night over Northwestern, again, 86-70. One other thing, do want to, of course, get some thoughts from the coaches from last night, Fran McCaffrey and Chris Collins. Last night, a very important night for basketball, for Iowans, basketball in the state of Iowa, and for people across the state, as it was Chris Street Remembrance Night. And Fran McCaffrey talked about that after the game, talked about the importance of having a night to honor the memory of the late Hawkeye basketball player.
Well, you know, it's very important to me, but it's very important to this program. It's bigger than this team. Anybody that wore that jersey before takes great pride, and there was no greater example than Chris Street of what an athlete should be, what a teammate should be, what a competitor should be. And the connection that remains with his family and our program is so important to all of us. And you know, after the game, you know, Mike and Patty came in the locker room. I didn't address the team, Mike did. So, you know, I thought it was important that he do that. He had some really poignant things to say. And I told him we'll see him Saturday because he'll be back Saturday.
Fran McCaffrey there, and then Northwestern's Chris Collins, of course, who has ties to Chris Street. Saw in the documentary, if you watched it again last night, I'm sure Kleenex boxes were empty by the end of it. But Chris Collins, with his ties to Chris Street, and being hosted on the recruiting visit and the ties to that whole story. Was asked about being able to play on Chris Street Remembrance Night and his thoughts on that Remembrance Night and his relationship with Chris Street and the Street family.
It was a real honor. I had an opportunity to spend a little time with Chris's parents before the game. Even though we didn't know each other long, I mean, a lot of you guys know, it's well documented, I was heavily recruited by Iowa and almost came to Iowa. And a big reason for that was because of Chris. He hosted me on my visit. We had a great weekend, had a lot of fun, had so much in common, you know, really hit it off as friends. And then obviously his last game he played in a Hawkeye jersey was against me, you know, down in Duke. And I'll never forget, you know, giving him a hug after the game. It was a great game. We beat him in a close game and giving him a hug and wishing him well. And, you know, 2 days later on that Monday, I think it was a Saturday afternoon. And then that Monday, turning on the TV and seeing the news and just, you know, being heartbroken, you know, just what a great guy he was. And, you know, we became friends. It was great to see his parents and give them a hug. It's an honor for me to bring my team here on his night because of everything that he represented. You know, he was an Iowa Hawkeye through and through, man. He loved this place and he was a great player and an awesome person. And, you know, certainly someone that I always think of. And it's special for me every time we come here. I always walk by the locker room, you know, and I see his picture and I see the smile and I always just take a minute to remember him. And, you know, he was a good dude, man. And it's unfair what happened to him, but I'm sure he was really proud of his Hawkeyes tonight. They fought hard in his honor.
Chris Collins, class act, head coach at Northwestern, asked about his relationship with Chris Street, albeit brief, and his remembrances of playing against him and being able to bring his team into Iowa City to play on Chris Street Remembrance Night. So nice to hear those comments from Chris Collins after the game last night. Want to get into a little bit more college basketball here in just a few moments. We are overdue for a break here on the program. We'll take that and take a look ahead at what's to come. Take a look at the Big Ten from last night as well, but take a look at some matchups happening tonight and dive into the big stories from the NFL, including Tom Brady. He's retiring for good this time. He said it. We'll talk about that and get some reaction coming up in just a bit. It's Spencer on Sports here in Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm with the first meteorologist, Garrett Hyde, with a check of your forecast. As we continue throughout our day today, lots of sunshine sticking with us that will help to get temperatures up into those upper 20s, but we will be seeing southwesterly winds that'll also be dropping the feel-like temperatures into those middle teens. Overnight, mostly clear skies, dropping around 14 degrees for that overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. The Clipper system will be working its way through the area, dropping temperatures into the single digits for Friday, but the weekend rebounds into the 40s. I'm meteorologist Garrett Hyde, and that was a check of your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
The gym is teaming up with Circa Sports Iowa to make your big game party one you'll never forget. With $500 worth of food and beverages from Hy-Vee, Circa Sports swag for you and your guests, and to top it all off, a trip to Vegas.
Vegas! It's KGYM's Big Game House Party.
Listen to our local programming weekdays from 2 to 6 to play. We'll throw out a daily game from the Circa Sportsbook and let you pick the winner. If your team wins, you'll be in the running to win a party package from Circa Sports Iowa, including a $500 Hy-Vee gift card. But that's not all. You'll also head to Las Vegas to enjoy a three-night stay at the Circa Hotel, along with $500 in travel funds.
That's what I'm talking about.
Must be 21 and up to play. Travel package must be used within 6 months. Some blackout dates may apply.
It's KGYM's Big Game House Party. Listen to play. Pick your winning team.
Move on to the finals and find out if you're the grand prize winner during the Todd Brommelkamp Show on Monday, February 6th.
Brought to you by Circa Sports Iowa and The Gym. See contest rules at KGYMradio.com.
Update your bathroom with help from Menards. A brand new Magic Woods vanity is the perfect addition to your bathroom. Magic Woods offers innovative, trend-setting styles to match your lifestyle. With many sophisticated styles to choose from, it's easy to find the right vanity for you. Right now, save big money on vanities from Magic Woods. Plus, check out all the great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
When you buy your own health insurance, you deserve a doctor who's your biggest champion and coverage you can be confident in. And with new Wellmark health insurance plans featuring Unity Point Health, that's what you can expect. These plans help you build a relationship with your Unity Point Health primary care providers and network partners, starting with free preventive and virtual care, plus low copays for primary care with a doctor who always has your back. Connect with an agent to help you enroll at wellmark.com/UPH.
Working out has been proven to increase your self-esteem, help with depression, anxiety, and stress. At the Mac, we care about you as a person. That's why we have personal trainers you can connect with, group exercise classes so you don't feel alone, saunas to help you relax, and many more amenities.
This year, I'm doing it for me.
This year, I'm joining the Mac for me.
To see everything the Mac has to offer, go to jointhe-mac.com. That's jointhe-mac.com.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Back at 228, Spencer on Sports, first day of February of 2023, 319-366-1600. Talking some college hoops to start the program here today. Recap the win for Iowa over Northwestern. Winning 86-70 at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Hawkeyes will take on Illinois coming up on Saturday. It's a 1:30 start time. Sold out Carver Hawkeye Arena on Saturday. Illinois, like I said, getting a win last night. Struggled a little bit in that game against Nebraska. Ended up pulling away. But the Illini still getting the win regardless. 72-56. Four players in double figures last night, led by Matthew Meyer. With 16 points, Terrence Shannon adding 13, Jaden Epps 12, and Coleman Hawkins 10 in the win for the Illini. They've won three in a row and seven of their last eight games. 16-6 overall, 7-4 in the Big Ten. And after Iowa knocked off, both Rutgers and Northwestern, now it's Illinois alone in second place in the Big Ten, still three games back of Purdue. The Illini are 7-4, Purdue 10-1 in the Big Ten standings. Rutgers and Northwestern now 3.5 back of Purdue, half game back of Illinois. And Iowa among the teams sitting at 6-5. Iowa is just a game back of second, four games back of first after their win last night over Northwestern. The other Big Ten action from last night, Indiana. I said Maryland doesn't lose at home, and well, they didn't lose at home last night. Maryland beating Indiana 66-55, ending the Hoosiers' five-game win streak. Jameer Young with 20, Dante Scott had 19. Trace Jackson Davis, the only real big-time scorer, doing what Trace Jackson Davis does, 18 points, 20 rebounds last night. But next closest scorer was Race Thompson with 11, and Jalen Hood-Schifino had a big game against Ohio State and struggled big time last night. 1 of 14 from the floor. That's bad. That's one more field goal than I made last night sitting on my couch. So he's still a better basketball player than I am. Jalen Hood-Schifino, 3 points only in the loss for Indiana. A couple games tonight. The home teams are heavy favorites at Circus Sports. Number one, Purdue hosting Penn State. Purdue is a 10-point favorite at Circa. And then Rutgers hosting last place Minnesota. Rutgers at Circa is a 15-point favorite over the Golden Gophers in Piscataway. Big 12 action last night on ESPN Plus. Kansas getting revenge over K-State 90-78, 20 points from Jalen Wilson. Dewan Harris had 16, and Kevin McCullough also adding 16 in the win for the Jayhawks in Lawrence. Marquise Noel had 23, Keontae Johnson with 22 and 12 in the loss for the Wildcats. TCU getting a win last night as well, 76-72. And a couple upsets in the men's top 25 last night. Number 20, Clemson, was ice cold against Boston College, winning 62-54. Nevada, with a certain coach that I probably should not mention his name, beat San Diego State 75-66. The Aztecs were number 22 in the country. Number 4, Alabama, last night blowing out Vanderbilt 101-44. I know, like, Alabama's really good. Vanderbilt is not all that good. But 101-44 margin, yeah. Not what I was expecting out of that one, but Bama, relatively easy win over Vandy last night. Do have some MVC action for you tonight in both men's and women's play. Drake and Northern Iowa No love lost when the Panthers and Bulldogs get together in MVC play. The women playing in Cedar Falls tonight, 6 o'clock start on ESPN+. The men playing in Des Moines at the Knapp Center at 8 o'clock, also on ESPN+. And that is the subject of our poll question tonight. Will you and I beat Drake tonight? Yes or no? You can vote at KGYMradio.com, courtesy of our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Do have some women's college hoops action for you on the airwaves tonight as Iowa State takes on Kansas State. Cyclones looking to stay tied atop the Big 12, 7-2 in the Big 12. K-State struggling here in conference, 2-7 in the Big 12. Cyclones looking to help Coach Bill Fenley get some history tonight as well. Coach Fenley is one win away from 750 in his coaching career. He would be the 27th women's basketball coach to reach 750 career wins and would be one of 9 active coaches at 750. So Iowa State taking on K-State tonight. Coverage starts at 6. We'll have it on the Cyclone Sports Network from Learfield tonight here on KGYM. We'll have that pregame show again right after our local programs wrap up for the evening. 2:34, let's try to get somebody qualified in our Big Game House Party giveaway. Again, the game we are picking, Providence and Xavier, one of those top 25 showdowns. Should be a really good one tonight in the Big East tonight as Providence, number 17 in the country, plays at number 16, Xavier. The line is Xavier -4, so we're going to buy you the half a point. Call right now, 319-366-1600. Isaac's going to pick a random caller. Xavier -3.5 or Providence +4.5? Which side are you on? Xavier -3.5 or Providence +4.5? 319-366-1600. Give Isaac a call. He will pick a random caller on the phone lines. And if you pick the right side of the line from our friends at Circus Sports, you will be one of our latest qualifiers in our Big Game House Party giveaway with Circus Sports. Isaac is picking that caller right now, and good luck to our contestant here. We will get their information here momentarily. But Providence and Xavier, some extended time here for Jack Nungy. Some news coming out earlier today, Zach Fremantle, one of their big players for Xavier, a forward, going to miss at least a month with a injury to his left foot. So more production possible and likely, I would assume, for former Hawkeye Jack Nungy. Always fun to see him on the court. Watch that game against UConn last week, which was a barn burner of a game out there at UConn. Xavier ended up winning that game, but tough to see somebody go down, one of their best players, but we know Jack Nungy is able to step in as needed. Good luck to our contestant here with our first game of three with our Big Game House Party giveaway. Again, the grand prize drawing for this coming up on Monday, February 6th, with Todd Brommelkamp Show here in KGYM. And currently 7 qualifiers. So 7 of you that are in the drawing. We'll pick a name and we'll get you hooked up with the awesome grand prize. If you want full contest details, you can check out our website at kgymradio.com. And if you didn't get through this time, don't worry. We've got 2 more chances, 2 more games. Gym class will have a game, and the Todd Brommelkamp Show will have a game today as well. Coming up today between 4 and 6. Mike in Marion. Okay, it said Mark, now it's Mike. We'll go with Mike. Mike Mark, he's taking Providence and the +4.5. So good luck to Mike in Marion taking Providence. Siding with the Friars, one of the creepiest mascots in all of college basketball. If you've seen the pictures, and you know, no offense to any Providence fans that might be listening, but the mascot is something you could make a horror film out of the Friar mascot. Big eyes and like I don't yeah. The logo that you see Providence associated with, and the like, the real live mascot where somebody's wearing the mascot suit at games. They look totally different. Like, I don't know how you get one with the other. But good luck to Mike. Mike and Marion taking Providence and the 4.5, part of our Big Game House Party giveaway here from KGYM. We've got to take a quick timeout, and we got a lot of NFL news to get to. Your thoughts on the GOAT retiring. Your reaction to Tom Brady calling it quits. He means it this time. Do you believe that he means it this time? And your thoughts on his career. Welcome at 319-366-1600. We'll take a quick timeout, back with NFL news after this in the gym.
No big game celebration is complete without a game of squares. Circa Sports Iowa now offers Circa Squares bets. Everyone who has played squares knows the pain of pulling terrible numbers. With Circa Squares, instead of randomly pulling numbers, choose your square and choose which numbers you get. With a minimum bet of $1 and a maximum payout of $100,000, it's easier than ever. Download the Circa Sports app today to place your Circa Squares bets. For more information, visit CircaSports.com.
Must be 21 or older and present in Iowa to wager. If you or someone you know needs gambling treatment, call or visit 1-800-BETS-OFF.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. Whoa! And in order to maneuver it, you need an expert by your side. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the tech solutions you need to help you get out in front and stay ahead of the game. Whew. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
The football season is always exciting. Coaches getting hired, players getting traded, free agents moving to new cities. If you want to hire people that you're really excited about, team up with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's matching technology finds people with the right experience for your job and actively invites them to apply. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. To try ZipRecruiter for free, go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/max. Once again, that's ziprecruiter.com/max. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Back at 240, Spencer at Sports with you here on a Wednesday at 319-366-1600. Talker text line open for you here this afternoon. 4 hours of local sports talk coming your way every weekday. 2 until 6, Monday through Friday, bringing you the local angle on everything going on in the sports world. This show, Gym Class, Todd Brommelkamp Show, every weekday here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. Big news this morning broke just after 7 o'clock Central Time. Tom Brady calling it a career once again. You remember it was 1 year ago today, February 1st of 2022. We heard similar message coming from Tom Brady. He initially announced his retirement, but then called it off just 40 days later, saying his place still on the field and not in the stands. And now after a year, on the football field, which was challenging, they got to the playoffs, lost to the Cowboys in the wild card round. Of course, number of reasons he's been in the news on the personal side with his divorce. Tom Brady saying again in a rather emotional video that he's retiring. He said, quote, "I'll get to the point. I'm retiring for good." Thanking people, everyone who allowed him to live his dreams, and saying that he wouldn't change a thing. Tom Brady, widely considered the greatest to do it of all time. 199 overall, number 199 in the 2000 NFL draft. Somebody shared again the list of quarterbacks that were picked ahead of him. Chad Pennington, Mark Bulger, the legendary Spurgeon Winn. I know Viking fans love hearing that name. We are remembering some guys here this afternoon, as we are known to do on the program, but going from number 199 overall to getting thrown in when Drew Bledsoe got knocked out of the game, getting put in the game, and leading New England to the Super Bowl, time in and time out, winning Super Bowls in New England, continuing to show dominant play and leading the Patriots to an unprecedented run of success, and then leaving and going to Tampa Bay and winning a Super Bowl there as well, departing New England in free agency and going to play for Tampa Bay, winning a Super Bowl there, getting back to the playoffs the last two seasons, of course, not getting back to the top of the mountaintop, but still lots of reverence and respect for Tom Brady coming in from across the league. And NFL insider Jeff Darlington was among the people to speak about this decision for Tom Brady, and talked this morning on ESPN's show Get Up about what it came down to for Brady in making this decision.
This was really going to come down to the Bucs or retirement, which is something that I think a lot of people had difficulty believing based on the fact that the Bucs retirement or Bucs roster wasn't shaped necessarily for success coming this season. But he believed that he wanted to be part of the solution if ultimately he did wind up continuing to play. I think that's an interesting component here. He was not necessarily planning to play the free agency market. Now, he did in his head, he did go over the options. He thought about all the different scenarios, the 49ers, even the Patriots at one point. Someone had expressed to him the idea of going back to the Patriots, to which he quickly was like, it ain't happening. The Dolphins was not happening. It was always going to be, in his head, playing for the Bucs or retiring. And today we find out exactly what that decision was.
ESPN's Jeff Darlington there. ESPN's Adam Schefter weighing in as well about why it didn't really make sense for Brady to go to a different team, whether that be Vegas or San Francisco or wherever it may have been. Schefter had this to say about that.
If he was going to move on, really there aren't that many logical landing spots. Las Vegas, San Francisco, and that would require essentially living across the country, immersing himself in that world, being the type of player and person that Diana and Teddy are describing, so that you have to be there and totally involved in that culture, getting used to your new teammates, getting them up to speed. And when you have your life, your family, back on the East Coast, it's hard to have a job on the West Coast, which is why I think it was, as difficult as it is, easy for him to announce it now, to say, I'm done playing football, because he knows he has other priorities in his life.
ESPN's Adam Schefter, again, we talked about his accolades, but 7 Super Bowls, 5 Super Bowl MVPs, thrown more completions, passing yards, and touchdowns than any other quarterback that has come before, and also the winningest player in NFL history. Certainly in my mind, I'm sure your minds as well, the greatest to ever do it, to play the quarterback position. And I don't know if we're going to see, there's already some conversations, we've been hearing those this week, especially for the national folks, about could Patrick Mahomes maybe match at least some of what Brady has done. But I think for a generation, it's going to be Tom Brady number one when you talk about the greatest ever do it. And some of his former teammates and former foes on the football field are part of ESPN staff and were weighing in all day today. ESPN's Teddy Bruschi this morning hearing the news and was asked the question, do you believe this is real? Here's what Bruschi had to say.
Is this real? I think it's absolutely real. If he's saying this is time, I mean, 45 years old, what he's done has been absolutely incredible. I know he didn't want to end this way. I know he would rather have ended with a deeper run in the playoffs, but I think his whole belief of the next championship, okay, the best championship is always the next one, and I think now he can finally sort of look back and say that all of them were great and they were all his favorite. So, I mean, it's something that, we're all going to miss watching him play, but I congratulate him on such a fantastic career, and I'm happy for my friend.
And one of his former foes in the football field, ESPN's Chris Canty of the show Canty and Carlin, which you hear here on ESPN Radio, see him on the NFL analysis shows. He talked about playing against TB12.
I had the privilege of playing against Tom Brady in the Super Bowl, and the one thing that I can say about him as a player is that his dominant trait is not something that you can see. In a game that's obsessed with measurables and physical dominant traits, Tom Brady's dominant traits is his competitive toughness, his competitive greatness. And to see him make this decision to walk away, it's clear that it's an emotional one for him. Ninko was talking about it with his own retirement and trying to find that right time, that right place to walk away. Most players, we're told that we have to walk away. We don't get a chance to make that decision for ourselves. Tom Brady's greatness and his commitment to greatness is reflected in the opportunity to have a chance to decide to walk away on his own terms in his 23rd season in the National Football League. And to me, that's what separates him from every other player that's ever put on pads and cleats.
ESPN's Chris Canty there. Your thoughts on Tom Brady and his legacy? Welcome at 319-366-1600. I want to get to 2662's question. It came in right as the show opened up, talking about the 49ers quarterback situation. Didn't have a ton of time yesterday or in the last few days to get to it, but some news developing today on that, and 2662 talking about Trey Lance and Brock Purdy. What should the 49ers do at quarterback? There was news that came out late yesterday, specifically from Trey Lance. He is expecting to be ready to go. He told reporters in the Bay Area yesterday he is expected to be ready for OTAs in May. ESPN reporting that Lance is supposed to have a walking boot removed from his right ankle, which, of course, he broke at the end of this week. And he has already been doing some impact training on his foot underwater. Lance telling reporters he has better range of motion after a second surgery back in January and is feeling much better. Lance saying that he is planning on being 100% far before OTAs. So that is one piece to the puzzle. Obviously, with Brock Purdy's situation, there was kind of a, I don't want to call it fake news or false reporting. It was misreported information circling around Twitter. It was being reported as fact earlier today. Surprise, surprise. But it wasn't 100% truthful. It sounds like a typical day in social media in 2023. But still no decision, no word from the 49ers or Brock Purdy. Obviously, with his UCL 49ers doctors are recommending surgery. Purdy wants a second opinion. You know, the 49ers, I think they're going to have to roll with Trey Lance for now and hope he's 100% healthy. 2662 making the comment they might need to trade for Rodgers or Derek Carr for the time being. I wouldn't rule that out. I'm no expert by any means, obviously, but you need more than one quarterback on your roster, obviously. And if Purdy is out and can't practice and had surgery and needs to recover, Jimmy Garoppolo likely going to be elsewhere. In fact, earlier today as well, Kyle Shanahan saying Jimmy Garoppolo will not be back next year and he's going to leave San Francisco when he becomes a free agent this offseason. So what do you do? Who do you look for? And with Trey Lance still being pretty much unproven, you don't know fully 100% what you have. You know potential, but you don't know certainty. San Francisco, a place to watch. Of course, you tie that in with the Tom Brady news today. That was a potential landing spot for, you know, connecting the dots more so than anything. I don't know if anybody said, sources tell me this, but something to watch. What is going to happen with San Francisco? A lot of eyes on Aaron Rodgers. I've seen people share this thought, and I share it with them. I don't think he wants to share a Hall of Fame class with Tom Brady. That Hall of Fame class is already going to be stacked with Brady and J.J. Watt in the same class, both retiring this year. So I think Brady's decision today means Rodgers is coming back. And whether Rodgers is in Green Bay or he is with the Jets or the Raiders or the Houston Texans, I don't know. But something is going. I think there's going to be some dominoes falling here within the next several months. Of course, you got the draft and whatever happens there. So a lot of dominoes yet to fall. But I think the Niners are going to have to bring somebody in, considering Purdy's status, Purdy's health status, and, well, Lance also recovering, plus the unknown of what really he is bringing to the table. 319-366-1600 at 252. We'll take a quick timeout. Back to wrap it up after this.
Let me guess. Unknown caller. You could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection. The latest innovation from Discover. We'll help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And we'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
And just like that, we're back, 2:53 here at KGYM with Spencer on Sports. Gym class coming up between 3 and 4. Todd Brommelkamp in between 4 and 6 today. Be remiss if I did not mention a special shout-out to, well, girls and women in sports, because it is your day. National Girls and Women in Sports Day is February 1st, so obviously taking time to recognize girls and women that are in the sports industry, whether athletes, coaches, administrators, stadium staff, whatever it may be. Today is your day, so round of applause for girls and women in sports today. Where would we be without them? Not anywhere good. It's my expert analysis, but congratulations on all the accomplishments, that is for sure, for girls and women in sports. Didn't have a lot of time to get to the recruiting news today. Not a ton happening today when it comes to college football. It's the second signing day, the original signing day on this February 1st. Of course, a lot of the signees have inked their name on the letter of intents back in the early signing period back in December, but Iowa and Iowa State both releasing some additions to their class, all names that we've talked about and know about. Iowa announcing bringing in Seth Anderson, the son of Flipper, the transfer from Charleston Southern, the wide receiver. Rusty Feth, who was just announced over the weekend, a lineman from Miami of Ohio, also announcing Deacon Hill, the quarterback transfer from Wisconsin, and a number of preferred walk-ons as well, as did Iowa State here today. Cyclones adding one player to their recruiting class, a defensive end, Jefferson Adam, out of Ypsilanti, Michigan, and a number of preferred walk-ons as well for Matt Campbell and his team. Majority of them from the Des Moines area, one out of Dubuque Senior, kicker out of Dubuque Senior, and then a linebacker from St. Charles, Illinois, being added to the class over in Ames. So, like I mentioned, we're going to hear from Kirk Ferentz coming up here in about 5 minutes or so. He's going to be speaking in Iowa City, part of a signing day press conference, and we'll have highlights of that throughout the rest of our local shows here today on KGYM. 319-366-1600, some good news as well. Quick note from the NBA. Tyrese Haliburton, former Iowa State Cyclone, Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle saying he expects Haliburton to be available to play tomorrow when they take on the Los Angeles Lakers, who have, of course, LeBron James chasing some history, needs 89 points to pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the most points all time in the NBA. We'll talk about that a little bit coming up on tomorrow's show. Get into college hoops. Got a big one in women's action tomorrow with Iowa and Maryland down at Carver Hawkeye Arena. We'll preview that and take a look at the rest of the sports world coming up on tomorrow's show at 2. Stay tuned for the gym class coming up between 3 and 4. They've got the coach, Kevin Lehman, joining them today. Not Thursday like normal. Kevin will be on the show today. And then WagerWise coming up with Todd just after 5:30. Have yourself a great rest of the day today. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 on the gym.